Chapter 83. By the time that Ron got home that night, he was exhausted. The adrenaline caused by the day's events had been coursing through his system all day. He had gone back to his office after seeing Sandy Hums and not wanted to do anything or see anyone. Connie listened as he gave his recitation of events, only interrupting with an occasional, "What?" as an expression of confusion and disbelief. The end of the day came following a call from Nicole Johansson. "The door to your office was taken off," she said. "I was told about it," said Ron. "They're changing it for a door with a window. I collected what I thought was most of your personal things and put them in a locked case in the book storage unit," said Nicole. "That was nice, thank you," said Ron, a little flat in his tone. "We're supposed to meet in the morning," continued Nicole. "Would it be better if I came over there?" "Not on your life," said Ron automatically. "We'll meet in my office without a door at the usual time." Nicole smiled. That showed an amount of spirit. "Okay, then," she said. "Did you know this was happening?" asked Ron. She thought he might wait until morning to ask, but she knew the question was coming. "Yes, I did." "I'll see you in the morning," said Ron, and hung up. He drove home feeling that he could trust no one. He dared not ask if Connie knew. He was afraid of the answer. He smiled at the thought that he should talk to somebody who could give him advice. Who was he going to ask that knew the situation better than he did? Keats heard his car in the driveway and was waiting for him by the door with a wagging tail that had no questions or complications about it. Ron pet his puppy and went back outside so that Keats could pee. He bounded happily back into the house to announce Ron's arrival. Celeste was starting dinner. She had fallen in love with the best artichokes that she had seen all year and wanted to stuff the leaves with breadcrumbs and garlic and drizzle some olive oil on them before they were roasted. Ron took off his jacket. "Is Keats eaten?" he said. "He couldn't wait," answered Celeste. "He was so hungry when I got home. He's eaten and gone out, but not for long. It's chilly outside today." "I got accused of sexual harassment today," said Ron, like he was making normal conversation. Celeste decided that she would play along and wondered if this fantasy of his was going to be one of the ones that managed to leave them upstairs, happy and hungry. "And who have you harassed this time?" she said, walking towards him with a smile. Ron met her eyes and stopped her in her tracks. "I'm serious," he said. "What happened?" "One of my good young teachers has been taking everything that I have said with sexual innuendo. Like, I've been coming on to her. I think that she actually believes it." Celeste's face was a mixture of curiosity and anger. "She believes what?" "I'm not sure," said Ron. "I'm really not sure what she believes. But she filed this complaint, and there's been an investigation, which everyone but me knew about. And I've been cleared of doing anything wrong." "Then I believe she's a little bitch," said Celeste. Celeste, one hand was on her hip. Ron thought that she looked poised to do something for a moment. "She's a small problem. There's a bigger problem. I was told that there is the perception that I could have been more professional." Celeste considered this. She asked thoughtfully, "What does that mean?" It means don't ever forget you're a boss, said Ron. They held each other. They molded into each other's body in that familiar and exciting way that people who have lived in love a long time can experience. Did you forget that you were a boss? Said Celeste. No, said Ron. Adele taught me that so many years ago. They have a different idea of what I should be like. So how much of a problem is it? Said Celeste. The meaning of the distress she felt in this body was becoming clearer. I won't really know until I come up for tenure, said Ron. He squeezed her to him. She felt warm and soft, like their love. That's a long time, isn't it? Said Celeste. As Angel would put it, said Ron, I've gone from being a narc to a sexual predator, but the pay is better. They held each other and were both worried.